This audio presentation is the teaching of Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Mom, You Are, was delivered on May 12th, 2019. Here now is Jen.
And now, for our professional mother, would you welcome Jennifer Arcatola?
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Gosh, can we get another round of applause for our youth? They're just so awesome this morning. Okay, well, welcome. Thank you so very much for being here. It is such an honor and blessing to share this special day with all of you. My name is Jennifer Arcatola. I am a wife, a mother of four beautiful children, and a daughter to an amazing mom, and a granddaughter to a fabulous grandma. I once heard a wise man say that if someone asks you to pray, to consider it an honor and pray. So about 6 months ago, that same wise man, Pastor Scott, asked me if I'd be willing to give the message today. Without hesitation, I automatically said yes, and that it would be my honor. As are most people, if you cannot tell, I am not too comfortable with speaking in front of large groups. Sure, I speak to people each and every day, all day long, but it's normally not 100 plus people at a time. But remembering what another wise man said, Pastor Aaron, you have to get uncomfortable in order to grow. So here I am, growing. Almost every day since being asked to speak today, another wise man, my husband, has been driving me completely nuts. Asking me, are you okay? Are you nervous? Did you get your message done yet? Are you sure you can do this? Basically, just driving me totally crazy. But remembering the series that Pastor Scott just finished about grace, I had to take a very deep breath and give him some grace. After many conversations with God through prayer and my daily devotions, I feel that God has led me to share just a little bit about my life as a mom in hopes that I might encourage and uplift others. Now, I must have tried writing and rewriting my message and then crumpling it up and throwing it away what seems to be a million times. Each time, it just didn't feel right. So I fervently prayed and asked God to show me what it was that he wanted me to share with you today. Back in March, my children and I were blessed with the opportunity to attend the HIMM Conference in Honolulu. For those of you that don't know, the HIMM Conference, also known as the Hawaiian Islands Ministries Conference, is an amazing three-day event where people from all denominations, cultures, generations, and differences come together as one in the body of Christ to worship and learn together. If you ever have the opportunity to do so, I would strongly recommend that you attend. It's awesome. One night during worship there, I felt God place three things on my heart. I wrote them down, but at the time, I didn't really understand it. It didn't really seem to make sense to me. At first, I thought that God was specifically trying to tell me something and to apply these things to my life. But again, it just didn't feel right. I continued to pray for clarity and direction until one day, it just clicked. They weren't for me. They were for me to share with all of you. I was so overjoyed that I finally figured it out. I felt as if I had found the all-elusive needle in a haystack, or ran into Jason Momoa in real life. Or even discovered a secret fountain of youth. Gosh, that would save me so much money on hair dye. Anyway, if I ever had a sigh of relief, it was at that moment. The first thing God placed on my heart was, number one, you are strong. Now, if you brought your Bibles with you today, please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 4. There it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You absolutely are. Whether you are a mother, auntie, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, you are blessed. You are blessed with the strength and ability to not just endure childbirth, but also all that motherhood is. I have birthed three beautiful children, Josiah, who is 16, Janiah, 13, and Genesis, who is 12. I was also blessed with a stepson, who is 11. And I thank God for each and every one of them, each and every day. Being a mom in general is by no means easy, not in the least. But being a mom in a house full of teenagers and preteens is enough to drive you completely bananas. That being said, Mom, I just want to apologize and thank you for continuing to love me through those difficult years. How did you do it? I guess you gotta love grace. No matter what the situation may be, we have a place where we can go to get answers to any question you have or to find all the comfort you'll ever need. It's all right here, right in the Word. One of my favorite scriptures was written to the people of Philippi by Paul, who was in prison at the time. Please turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It is a promise that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Not certain things, but all things. Never once has this scripture ever failed to be true. Not even once. When I was 7 months into my pregnancy with Genesis, due to severe complications, I was medevaced to Kapi'olani Medical Center. Once there, I was told that I needed to stay there in bed without moving, not even to go to the restroom, for the next 2 months. Me, not moving around, yeah, okay. Well, God had different plans. Via an emergency C-section, my little Genesis Faith, all 5 pounds and 11 and a half ounces of her, yeah, she was a big baby for being 2 months early. Can you imagine how big she would have been if I kept her in all the way? Good grief. She was born happy, healthy, and just needed a little more time to grow, so she was placed in the NICU for 3 weeks. I, however, was told immediately after delivery that there was uncontrollable bleeding and a whole bunch of other problems, and that I was being sedated further to undergo an emergency hysterectomy. Within seconds, I was out. The last thing I remember doing was praying and asking God to take care of my babies. Now, I don't remember anything that happened after that, not until I woke up 4.5 days later from a medically induced coma. My doctor was seated at my bedside with tears running down his face and went on to explain what had happened. Apparently, my heart had stopped during the operation and I had lost an enormous amount of blood. Being that I was there all alone, there was no one there to verify what my plans in a situation like this would have been. My doctor went on to tell me that nothing had seemed to be working, so he had asked God to show him what to do. Thanks to an amazing God and a silent prayer from someone I had never met before that day, I was finally able to hold and see my daughter when she was just 1 week old. If you'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, it says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." I am so very thankful to that doctor for seeking God's help and giving me the chance to see my babies grow up. As moms, there are many times when it can feel overwhelming and may even feel like the weight of the world is completely resting on your shoulders. Please find comfort in the fact that number two, you are never alone. If you turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I'm sure that we've all heard that it takes a village to raise a child. It most certainly does. We as a church are the village. Someone is always available to lend an ear, a helping hand, or even just to pray with or for you. You were never meant to go at this alone. Above all else, pray at all times and through all things. God is always listening. Remember what it says in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 2. I lift my eyes up to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, as a single mom, I had prayed that if it was his will to send us someone we could share our life with. One day, a friend of mine invited me to attend church with her. This friend later became my sister-in-law when I eventually asked her brother-in-law to be my husband. Now, James likes to think that asking him to be my husband was the best decision I ever made. Well, although it was one of the best things I ever did, the greatest by far was trusting in God and putting all of my faith in him. So you see, God always hears our prayers, and he knows just what we want and need, even when we don't. And his promises once again ring true in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, where it says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail." Whether you are a mom, grandma, great-grandma, great-great-grandma, auntie, or even a dad doing double duty as both mom and dad, please know, number three, you are doing an amazing job. The following scripture was made quite evident to me while sitting among our middle and high school youth. Proverbs 31, verse 29 says, "Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." I have seen the strength, determination, wisdom, God-fearing moral fiber, and strong sense of self that you have instilled in your children. Thank you for investing your time and love into their lives. Thank you for doing all that you do each and every day. Thank you for being the mom and dads who pray constantly and trust God to lead their family. Wherever you go, remember that you are a child of God, and he is pleased with all that you are doing and always has done. And just as it says in Proverbs 31, verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. You got this. Now, before we leave today, I just want to take a minute to pray for our moms. So if you'll please bow your heads, close your eyes, and open your hearts with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for our moms. I pray that you will pour out your spirit upon them and anoint them for all that you have called them to do. May the beauty of your spirit be so evident in them that they would become a godly role model. Give them the communication, teaching, and nurturing skills that they must have. Make them the parent you want them to be, and teach them to pray and truly intercede for the lives of their children. May the fruit of your spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, grow within them and surround them each and every day of their lives. I pray these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you thank Jennifer? Thank you. Before we sing our last song, could we have the mothers, again, could you stand up? All the mothers. And if you are father doing double duty, man, you consider a mother too. Would you look around at all the wonderful mothers we have? Would you give them a hand? Would you stretch out a hand at the closest mother next near you? And we're going to say another prayer. Lord, thank you for our mothers. We pray that you would bless them with wisdom, with good help, with a lot of grace and a good sense of humor. Thank you so much. We appreciate all that they do and the sacrifices they make for all of us. We thank you so much for each mother here. We ask you open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing upon them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you all stand?
listening to Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.